I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is associate editor of the Paso Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he's here with us just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert. What?
I said good morning.
Good morning.
You had me turned off.
Oh, now I've got you turned on.
Oh, do you ever?
Yeah, that was a setup. You just handed me a softball.
No, I did not. You've been dying to say that to me for 4 years.
That is so not true.
Waiting for Bill Hutchison to get out of the way so you can make your move.
I forgot to do the ticket giveaway. It's more than a ticket giveaway. We have a folk art gift pack giveaway to the first two callers who call 428-1382. And what you will get is some tickets to Folk Art Market, and you will get a packet that includes Bobby Cespedes' newest disc and all sorts of good stuff. So 428-1382, Brian will take your name, and you should only take it if A, you would like the disc because you like that kind of music, and B, you're able to go to Folk Art Market. So don't call unless those are the conditions. And we're looking for two winners. So, Robert, what's going on?
I'm going to jump all around, so let me jump. Thank you.
You're going to jump?
Yep. Nice to have you here.
That might affect the sound.
No, you know what I mean. First of all, the cover story, Paso Tiempo, refers to Aspen Santa Fe Ballet summer season, which kicks off this weekend. Take a look at Craig Smith's excellent coverage in today's Paso. But if you're looking at the cover, that is an image shot by the late John Candelario of a woman who we know as Lorraine de Lara. We actually don't know who she is or what became of her. Honestly, don't know if she's living or gone. This was shot around 1950. It's a beautiful shot. I sort of refer to her as the Julie Brett Adams of her time. Uh-huh. And we're curious if anybody out there knows about her. If they do, take a look at the cover, and you can always send an email or something. She was obviously around here in the 40s and 50s, and we found this great image, and we're putting her on the cover to tie in with Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. I should point out that Julie Brett, really inventive dancer who just keeps doing her own thing here, thank God, is doing her new show.
Yes.
Open Heart Dancing. It's going to be three performances at the Playhouse this weekend, 8 o'clock tonight, Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday. There's general admission. We don't mention prices here, but call 986-1801, which sounds like the Playhouse's lobby phone number. I could be wrong. I hope that's the right phone number. The Playhouse itself actually is 988-4262. There's a mixed media in today's Paso Tiempo, page 13. Take a look. Good stuff. I'm going to try to get to the matinee on Sunday.
Excellent.
And speaking of musicals,
Folk Art Market.
Well, go ahead.
Well, we just talked about Folk Art Market with Bobby Cespedes, and Claire Hertel was here, and she's a wonderful behind-the-scenes person who puts a lot of this together, as do many, many people and volunteers and all kinds of things. But Folk Art Market is, of course, artisans from all over the world who come to Santa Fe and show their wares. And there's music and dancing, and Bobby Cespedes will be teaching a Yoruba song workshop and all sorts of good things. So it's a big, huge party all weekend.
9 to 5 Saturday and Sunday on Milner Plaza up on Museum Hill off Camino Viejo. You got to pay in advance. You save some money if you do.
You don't have to pay in advance, but you can.
You save money if you do. Yeah. 16 and under is no charge both days. Call 476-1197. And again, a good piece by Craig Smith about it in today's Paso Tiempo and a schedule of events.
I wish the people would stay for like 2 weeks. We could get a lot of them on the radio. And they're
so here and gone.
Yeah, they're here and gone so quickly. There's so much life energy and so many stories.
Yeah, I know. Well, there it is. It's going to be a weekend for... There's always like one major event every weekend, and then there's all these wonderful events around it. There's folk art, there's Aspen Santa Fe, Julie Brett's got a show.
Hey, tonight at 6 o'clock, Lucian Niemeyer, whom I interviewed this week on the Radio Cafe, has a new book. He's a photographer, a great photographer, and his new book is called Darfur, and it's a photograph of people and things in this unfortunately torn part of the world. But that's tonight at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore at their new location, which is fabulous.
And if you feel like getting out of town, the Plaza de Española is this weekend, up in Española, around the plaza. We're going to have music, food, a lot of things happening. Head on up there, I believe. It's free. There's a grand parade Sunday at 11 a.m. It's going to be a low and slow parade. So I think that means we're talking about low riders going slow, which is how it should be in Española. And you're very pro-animal, so
they're
I try to come on every once in a while and help
out.
Are
they called low riders or slow riders?
Ideally, they're both, but they are called low riders. Okay, Scout, named
Scout.
After the character in To Kill a Mockingbird, is a beautiful female tomboy doggy. She's about 1 year old. She's spayed. She's a female, short-haired, mixed, very friendly with other dogs, people, kids. She's been trained to sit, lie down, leave it, and walk on a loose leash. She's crate trained, house trained, and will come when she's called, even if she's on an off-the-leash hike. She'd be great for an active single person who needs a playmate for themselves or their other dog.
And she's so cute.
And she likes to wrestle, play with toys, hike off the leash, chew bones, and ride in the car and give lots of kisses.
She's a kissing dog.
She is adoptable for a fee that's negotiable because the person that had them had to pay a little bit of money, I know. It's not that much money. If you're interested and you think you can help out, call Robin at 820-PLAY, P-L-A-Y. At Paws Plaza, which is a daycare center for doggies on 4th Street.
That's a good dog.
Yeah, so that's
Scout. If anybody needs a good dog.
And she just didn't work out in her first home, but she is a good dog. And I do try to help out when I can.
Yay. Okay. Well, there's always some dog thing. Hey, the short play, Seven Jewish Children, a Play for Gaza, written by Karen Churchill and performed by members of Another Jewish Voice and Friends of Santa Fe, and directed by Maura Dustudy, is taking place at El Museo Cultural at 7 o'clock this Sunday, the 12th of July. You can get tickets at the door. It's at 6 o'clock. The doors open at 6 o'clock. The play is at 7, and come early.
And along those lines, without putting any of those people down regarding their publicity, I just want to, again, do a public service announcement about press. I was out of town when that press release arrived.
Uh-huh.
They didn't send it to anyone else but me.
It
happens. It's okay. So therefore, not that we would have done more, but perhaps we would have done more. All we could do is get a calendar listing. Get us stuff 3 or 4 weeks in advance and cover yourself. Send it. Feel free to CC to Christina Melcher, the editor, Robert Knott, associate editor. Maybe CC it to another writer on staff or to our calendar editor, Pam Beach. Take a look at the listings on page. It's in the index, page 6 of Paso Tiempo. We have all of our emails and phone numbers. Make sure you get your stuff in early and to the right people. It's not anybody's fault, but I did send them a nice email saying, you know, I was gone, sorry I didn't respond. I do like to respond.
It's a really good play. The play is an incredible artwork. Yeah, I've read the play. It's it reads very quickly. You can perform it much more slowly, but it's kind of stylized and I think in the right hands very powerful.
Excellent. Along those lines, we've got Juan C.D. Flamenco Theater up at Maria Benitez Cabaret, still performing. 988-1234, which of course is the Lenzik.
Is he there the whole month?
I think you caught me off guard on that.
Oh,
I think they're there through the summer.
Yeah.
Like Maria Benitez was.
Yeah, a lot of flamenco. They're very good.
And you've got the Santa Fe Bandstand Concert Series, and I'm embarrassed to say, A, I was there last night and had a great time, but B, I don't recall who was playing. It was a great like salsa band, frankly.
It was Bobby Cespedes, who was just on the air.
Excellent. So I got there after they had started, and it was great music, but I didn't pay attention to who it was, which I'd like to be honest about. But
no,
the bandstand is great, and it was packed. People were there. I'm going to go at least one night next week. Free, 6 o'clock. Let me be right about that. I'm sometimes wrong. 6 p.m. on the plaza, no charge. And you can check Paso Tiempo for a full listing. Or if you're not checking out Paso Tiempo, you can always go to Outside In Productions website and get a full listing. There's also noon concerts, which are fun. You know, you're down there eating your lunch, but I don't always feel like suddenly dancing around at noon and you're trying to eat your Subway sandwich. But nighttime, 6 o'clock, it was great last night. My apologies that I didn't know who it was, but I do know Busy McCarroll's going to be there Thursday at 6 with Alex Mario. On Wednesday night, they're going to have Sister Mary and Brant Leeper, Johnny West at noon. And then in the evening, they're going to have Latin dance with Salsa Rueda.
Salsa Rueda, yay.
Yeah, so there's going to be some good stuff there. Were you there last night?
Of course.
I didn't see you.
Well, I didn't see you.
But it was mobbed.
It was very, very, very good.
I was coming back from Del Choro with a couple of beers in me, and I said, wow, this is pretty good.
The small but passionate salsa dancing crowd in Santa Fe goes bananas when somebody of that caliber comes to town, because it doesn't happen all that often.
Yeah, there were a few dancers out there that knew their stuff, but it wasn't mobbed, because I think a lot of people are scared about salsa. You'll probably disagree, but it's not like swing where you can kind of half fake it.
Yeah, it's a little hard to fake it. I mean, but there were people dancing around in a kind of flailing way, and they were having a wonderful time.
Right. But with two-step or swing, you can kind of half fake it.
Yeah. You know? Okay, and on another subject, Projected Light illuminates the night at Santa Fe Complex. It's the final weekend tonight and tomorrow and Sunday, starting at sunset, which is approximately 8:22 p.m., and for 2 hours. And it's a an installation or exhibition of projected light in all sorts of different ways, both inside and outside. There's light, there's images projected on the buildings, there's interactive video things outside, there's sculptures and all sorts of interactive video things inside. It's a pretty cool exhibition. And Santa Fe Complex is it's one of those places, well, one of those places, the only place that is really working on these intersections between art and technology.
Another one of the cutting-edge art places here in town. There's several, and they're great at it.
And it's on Agua Fria, right near Romero Street. And the way you get there is you go down Romero Street a little bit, and you turn right into their parking lot because you can't park on Agua Fria.
Right. There are about 25 art openings tonight. Check out the Paso listings if you're interested. Page 70, I'll list a few. Artabella and Don Gaspar, Suite 5, has a group show of paintings, drawings, sculpture, and photos. Reception 5 to 8, ongoing, including the work of Linda Carfagno. Canyon Road Contemporary has a new beginning, paintings by Javier Lopez Barbosa, really colorful stuff, 5 to 7. They're at 403 Canyon Road. A little farther up Canyon, you have New Art Gallery at 670 doing Figurations 2. Group show of paintings and sculpture, reception 5 to 7, that runs through July. And you could also head over to Verve on Marcy Street for Magnum Photos, which is a group show of work by Magnum Photo Photographers, reception 5 to 7. There's a story in today's PASA, that reception 5 to 7 tonight. 219 East Marcy, kind of across from the New Mexican.
Hey, the CCA. Oh, go ahead.
No, one more. Saturday afternoon, Pop Gallery has Pop Goes to the Dogs. Group show, reception, and silent auction to benefit the Assistant Dogs of the West. 6 o'clock Saturday. Head
assistant
on down to Pop
dogs
Gallery.
Of the West.
133 West Water Street.
Those are good dogs.
Pop Goes to the Dogs. CCA, you're going to talk about movies?
Yes. Kiss. Did you see that new documentary,
goodbye.
Every Little Step?
Absolutely. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I interviewed the directors the other day, these two directors. It's a documentary about the casting of the second production, the more recent, you know.
The revival.
The revival of A Chorus Line, which was originally a 1970s musical, one of the most successful musicals on Broadway. And then they recast it several years ago. And I would venture to say that the movie about it might be more enjoyable than A Chorus Line itself.
I felt the same way. I'm not a big fan of the show, the play, the musical, or the movie. I understand its significance, and there are some great songs, and I do love the ballad.
There are great songs in that.
What I Did for Love. But yeah. This movie is great if you're a theater, musical, movie person, but even just a regular average Joe.
Anybody could enjoy
really
that movie.
Great
if
picture.
You've ever performed, you know, in your fourth grade talent show,
right.
It will resonate.
Watching what these dancers want to do. Jonathan Richards gave it 4 chilies in today's Pops. I totally agree. I saw it last night. And it's just an incredible picture.
It's a great movie. Every Little Step at the Center for Contemporary Arts, and it opens tonight.
Good. Staying on movies, there's a little independent called Moon at the Vargas. Rob DeWalt saw it and gives it a great review. Sam Rockwell's in it. I'm going to mention again, just mainstream Hollywood, but really good mainstream Hollywood, Public Enemies with Johnny Depp. It's down there at Regal 14. I love that picture. It's just dynamite, like an old Warner Brother picture. And there's a so-so Woody Allen picture called Whatever Works at DeVargas, Regal DeVargas. It's okay. It's not his best work, but it's by no means bad. I saw it last week, and it's always interesting to see a comedy with an audience because there were titters and giggles, but there was no out-and-out laughs, and it is a comedy. He's not trying to be serious in it. It doesn't entirely work, but it's
not... A Woody Allen comedy?
It's not bad. Well, you know, he's tried more serious stuff, but it's not bad. It's just not his top work, and I gave it sort of a 2.5 mini review. But,
right.
You know, if you like Woody Allen, I think you'll be amused. Mark Sublette, Medicine Man Gallery at 602 A Canyon Road, has a Wednesday opening called Navajo Saddle Blankets from the 1870s to 1930, and there's a good piece in today's PASA about that. If that interests you, swing on up there. There's a couple operas still running. La Traviata, have you seen it?
I saw La Traviata on opening night, and I didn't know it was possible to be so moved by an opera. I swear to God, I cried my eyes out, and
oh,
I
wonderful.
Laughed. It was so good. And Natalie Dessay and everybody who worked on that production, the costume designer, director, stage set designer, the orchestra, every singer in it, and above all, Natalie Dessay, are all mega geniuses.
Excellent.
It was unbelievable.
I was going to go that night, but they were doing a Maria Montez Film Festival on the TV. They did Cobra Women and all these great hits from the 40s, so I just didn't get over there. But I understand it's good. I hear good things about The Elixir of Love.
I haven't seen any of the other ones
also.
Yet.
9 o'clock. You want to go to the opera? 986-5900.
It's all, you know, it's all in how you do it. The opera music is the opera music, and if you listen to the disc of the music, if you're an opera fan, you'd like it. If you're everybody else, you might take it or leave it. But what happens is they are acting and dancing in a way that makes you feel like you're watching first-rate theater. And Natalie Dessay, she can sing in the fetal position. She can sing leaning back against a grassy knoll.
Right.
She can sing lying on her deathbed. It's incredible.
She's like one of those actresses you say they can make reading the phone book sound interesting.
Hey, Los Alamos County Summer Concert Series. Check this out, as if we didn't have enough to do tonight. Tonight, July 10th, right?
That's it.
The balafone master of Mali, Africa.
Yikes.
Bala Kuyate with his band World Vision.
Up at Ashley Pond?
Yeah, we'll be playing. The balafone is an ancient Mandinka ancestor of the xylophone. He'll be playing two different balafones, and the band will play a djembe drum, a talking drum, a calabash, acoustic guitar, and bass. It's a mix of modern and traditional music of Mali. High energy, get up and dance. Bala calls it Afro jazz, but it's a lot more than that. It's the beginnings of, oh my goodness, it's a lot.
Excellent.
It's a lot. I want to go to that.
No charge. 2300 Trinity Drive, head up there.
Yeah.
If you want to go up early to Los Alamos, not that you'd want to have the day off, but the Art Center at Fuller Lodge is having the 60th anniversary art show yesterday and today, a group show through late July. They're only open 10 to 4, though, Monday to Saturday, so you'd have to go up early, maybe get a 4:30 bite to eat, and then go to the 7 o'clock concert. But that's doable. Meanwhile, down in Madrid, music festival, Saturday, noon. Groups include Willow Dug and Jasper Dennis Oberman, Blondie and the Boogeyman, Jim Allman and the Rhubarbs, Family Cole, Glenn Neff, JoJo and the Madrid Flash, and Pete Amal and the No Trouble Blues Band. I just love those titles. Oscar Huber Ballpark down there, right off 14. You got to pay at the door. Admission, call 474-4438. And I have not yet been out to the new Glorieta Battlefield site with the new trails open, but they're advertising that. It's not that expensive to get in. Drive out to east of Santa Fe off I-25, exit 299, and go to visit the historic Civil War battlefield.
There is a show of Huichol art and jewelry. I don't know too much about it, but you can call for more information. The number is 699-6049. And there's some beautiful Huichol art. They're the Mexican, they make those beautiful yarn paintings
yarn.
In those really bright colors.
You know, one of the things that I like about talking about lectures, aside from the fact that I rarely go to them, which I have to just beat myself up about, is that you often help me straighten things out. Now, St. John's has great lectures. You want to think, you want to talk, you want to engage in discussion. 3 o'clock on Wednesday, tutor Michael Wolf at the Junior Common Room, and this is free, up at St. John's, is going to talk about the following. And any help you can give me with this, I would appreciate. Arjuna's Dilemma and Shakuntala's Solution. Now, for the average guy like me, who, you know, watches Maria Montez and maybe some Three Stooges movies, the occasional
personal address movie. Isn't that from the Mahabharata? Arjuna?
There we go. You know these things. That's what I'm saying. Like, the average guy would not know who Arjuna or Shakuntala were. But you know them. Of course you know them. You should be at St. John's.
I was just in Bali.
Ah, this is pure coincidence.
Arjuna is...
All right, so what do you know about these characters?
Not that much.
Well, if you want to know about their dilemma and solution, it's 3 o'clock Wednesday. It's free. Peterson
Excellent.
Center up there, 984-6000. I love that they put these on, and I'm many times in the day, I certainly can't get out of work, but I should get up there more in the night to see what's going on. And St. John's has that wonderful Music on the Hill.
Yes.
Latin Jazz Wednesday night with Nacha Mendez, 6 to 8. It's free. It's on the athletic field. They will have food concessions available. No charge, 984-6000. Head on up to St. John's. You can walk there from downtown. It's not that far. You can bus up there. But there's plenty of parking. There always has been. I miss the Shakespeare in Santa Fe that used to be up there. What time is it?
8:52.
Yikes. Santa Fe Desert Corral has Glorious Voices, Sacred Spaces, 8 o'clock Thursday, Cathedral Basilica downtown. Student discounts available, 988-1234. Meanwhile, at the New Collected Works, have you been there?
Of course. It's great. It's a wonderful bookstore.
202 Galisteo Street. Eve Brown Waite is going to be signing copies of First Comes Love, Then Comes Malaria.
Oh, I'm gonna be interviewing her.
Good, 6 o'clock Thursday.
I gotta remember to read that.
It's free. I know you research everything, so I'm not gonna give you any grief. But of course,
thank
you want to
read
it.
Thank you very much.
So that's happening there. Sunday at 8 o'clock, there's a drag show over at La Cantina at La Casa Sena.
Yay!
Richard Peters, Kim Brown, and Ron Greenidge are gonna perform in drag. It's called Mr. Sister, Bitches, Belton, Broadway. You gotta pay at the door, 988-9232. A lot of stuff happening Sunday between that and Julie Brett Adams. Tropic of Capricorn's having a show that day. Atmospheres, sculpture by Kate Norton. Paintings by Kate Norton. Monotypes by Kate Norton. Reception 2 to 4 if you want to go out there and buy some plants and see some art. And there's a lot of different Santa Fe Opera backstage tours are still happening. 9 o'clock every morning. Head on down. There's Southwest Seminars Voices from the Past Lecture Series on Monday night with Living the 60s New Mexico Style by Lisa Law. 6 o'clock, Hotel Santa Fe. Got to pay to get in. 466-2775. Cornucopia of Creative Events this weekend. I love W.C. Fields. Have you seen any of his movies?
Not lately.
He got away with murder in his day. He was drunk. He was after young women. He was always cheating on his wife, and he never wanted to work. You couldn't have a comedian like that today.
A man after your own heart.
All right. Oh, yeah. It's a little inside joke there. I'm going to see some W.C. Fields. Treno, the National Institute of Flamenco Dance Troupe at El Farol tonight, 8:30, 983-9912. Oh, and tonight is the preview for Folk Market, right? Folk Art Market, did you talk about that?
You tell us.
It's from 6 to 8 up at Milner Plaza, and you pay a lot more.
Okay.
You also get the early bird market ticket for all day Saturday, and
the early bird ticket costs more. It's there. I guess what happens is people who are dealers can go and get the really prime stuff
right
at 7:30 in the morning.
So one assumes they have a lot more money.
At which time
tonight,
I will be asleep.
When are you going to go see it?
I don't know. Tomorrow.
Good. Did you remember? Did you already mention the Summer Salsa Spectacular?
You go ahead.
It's Saturday.
Oh my goodness! Of course, Henry Knowles is going
to
be here.
I was waiting for you to speak.
I can't believe I forgot to mention that because I have it sitting right here.
If it weren't for me, you wouldn't even get through this today.
If it weren't for you, nothing. The world would cease to spin on its axis. Henry Knowles is one of the best DJs, salsa DJs, in the United States of America, and he's come to Santa Fe a few times before. He's a great guy. I think he's based in New York, and he is going to be in Santa Fe at the Lodge on Saturday night, 9 o'clock. And there, you have to buy the tickets. They cost a little more than your normal DJ gig, but it is so worth it because this guy knows how to spin and he knows all the music really well.
Call the Lenzic for info.
988-1234. You can buy tickets at the door, too. It's not sold out. Yet.
No, so there it is. That's Sunday night. That's
thank you.
Summer Salsa Spectacular.
No,
of course,
Saturday
how could
night.
I not do that? You let
Saturday
me.
Night.
That's what I just said.
I thought you said Sunday.
Well, I was on Daylight Savings Time. The George O'Keefe Museum Family Program has Art of Japan. Children's from 4 to 12 learn forms of calligraphy and origami. 9:30 to 11:30 on Saturday. George O'Keefe, it's free. Head on down. Jackalope down on Sirius Road has a 2 p.m. Jono Manson Trio playing on Saturday.
Yay.
No charge. I love that place. And the Santa Fe Farmers Market's taking place at 1607 Paseo de Peralta Saturday, 7 to noon. And the Santa Fe Society of Artists Group show is taking place 9 to 5:30 Saturday at First National Bank parking lot downtown off Lincoln.
Hey, Tom Joyce, the acclaimed blacksmith and artist and sculptor and MacArthur Fellowship winner, those wonderful 5-year fellowships that they give to people who are just intensely creative spirits, as is Tom Joyce, will be at Tipton Hall on the campus of the College of Santa Fe, sponsored by the Santa Fe Art Institute, giving a lecture on Monday night at 6 o'clock. And I'm going to have him on for my whole show on Monday morning at 8 o'clock here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Beautiful. And giving this a week's in advance notice.
Oh, and he's also going to be doing a demonstration on Tuesday morning.
That's
I don't
right.
have the exact time on me, but he'll be showing how he does his work, and it's quite amazing.
That's correct. Heart and Soul Animal Sanctuary is going to have a little empty bowl project next weekend at the Milagro 139, which is 139 West San Francisco Street. It's Sunday from 6 to 10, a week from this Sunday, sponsored by Chalk Farm, live auction of hand-painted pet bowls. Head on down there and help benefit for the doggies. Is it time to go?
Yes.
Kiss today.
Just about.
Goodbye. I love that song. That's a great movie. Go see Every Little Step.
Every Little Step.
Point me toward tomorrow.
There's a lot to do this weekend.
Yep.
And you've heard most of it here, but you can look in the Pasa Tiempo, of which Robert Knott is the associate editor. Amazing picture on the front cover. There's an article about Bobby Cespedes, who we talked to earlier today.
What did you do for love? I'm still trying to figure that out.
That's what I want to know.
I know it. Well, that's what's the nice thing about being alive. You keep trying to get better as a human being, even as you stumble going across the street and have too many beers at the Del Charo, and you can't figure out what the name of the band is on the plaza.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org.
You are so hot.
You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's dot foil computer services. And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. We are also on Facebook, facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carta. Thanks to Brian Highhill for engineering today. Thanks to you, Robert Knott, for being your inevitable and inimitable self.
I know it. This ain't much better in the world.
Being yourself is enough.
I love being myself.
That's a good thing.
I wouldn't want to be anybody else unless it was Gary Cooper in 1933, and I was working opposite Marlene Dietrich, and she asked me to come by the dressing room for a drink after the shoot.
Yeah, I can see that you might trade in your mustache for that.
Well, I don't have a mustache.
Oh, right.
Come on. Every time I try one, you give me grief. And everybody in town runs into me and says, a mustache, Mary Charlotte. Why don't you start dressing me, for God's sake?
There's an idea. Let's go to Folk Art Market.
Together?
Sure.
People will talk.
People talk.
They're already talking, aren't they?
People say whatever they want to say. 98% of it is nonsense.
What about the other 2%?
100% of it is nonsense.
Ah, see that? Changing your figures. Although I have to say your
figures. I'll change your figure. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte.
I'll see you around,
people. Hey, I told the security guy outside the Santa Fe Baking Company that I would say, ladies and gentlemen, don't drink and drive. There are drunks even in the Santa Fe Baking Company parking lot. Have a wonderful weekend.
You got it.